topic 2.10 is to describe the basic structure of mononucleotides as deoxyribose or ribose linked to a phosphate and a base, i.e. thymine, uracil, cytosine, adenine or guanine, and the structures of DNA and RNA as polynucleotides composed of mononucleotides linked through condensation reactions, and describe how two complementary base pairing and the hydrogen bonding between two complementary base strands are involved in the formation of the DNA double helix. So this is another big one to get through. The nucleic acids take the forms DNA and RNA, and they're polynucleotides. So polymers made up of many mononucleotides. A mononucleotide contains a sugar, nitrogenous base, and phosphate. In DNA, the sugar is deoxyribose. In RNA, it's ribose. You can find the molecular structures, the pentose sugars involved. Clearly, ribose has an oxygen that deoxyribose does not. The bases may be purines, which means they have two rings to them, such as adenine and guanine, or they may be pyrimidines, like cytosine, thymine, and uracil. DNA contains adenine, guanine, cytosine, and thymine. In RNA, uracil substituted in for thymine. The mononucleotides form through a glycosidic bond between the sugar and the base, so water is produced, and the formation of an ester bond between the sugar and the phosphate. The correct term for these bonds between the sugars and the phosphates are phosphodiester bonds. And the same phosphodiester bond forms between sugar and the phosphate of an adjacent mononucleotide via condensation in order to polymerize the mononucleotides and form a strand of DNA or RNA. The polynucleotide strands are anti-parallel. So if you numbered off the sugars, the carbons in the sugars, then you would end up with a 5-end and a 3-end. And the 5' and 3' ends of the DNA run in opposite directions to each other. Best thing for you to do is to get a diagram and look that up so you understand that. Okay. At AS, you don't need to know necessarily which direction things take place in. Adenine always binds to thymine, cytosine always binds to guanine. CG contains three hydrogen bonds, AT, two hydrogen bonds. When discussing the proportions of a particular base, you always find that A equals T and C equals G in terms of percentage. A plus C equals G plus T, and so on. This was ratios noted by Erwin Chargaff. You could always be asked questions about that, about how these ratios help people to figure out that adenine and thymine are complementary to each other and cytosine and guanine are complementary to each other. So the DNA contains a sugar phosphate backbone and polynucleotides joined by hydrogen bonds. The form of the DNA double strand is a helix. And as I've mentioned, the strands are anti-parallel, so the sugars point in opposite directions. One complete turn equals 10 base pairs. There are different types of RNA that you're going to meet. Don't worry about ribosomal RNA, just know that it exists. The ones that you're going to need to know about are messenger RNA, mRNA, and transfer RNA, tRNA. Unlike DNA, these are single strands, and that's the sort of question you could get asked about. So RNA is single, DNA is double. RNA contains uracil and DNA contains thymine. RNA contains ribose sugar and DNA contains deoxyribose. Okay, so there are a few points there that you can use to compare and contrast.